Today is Friday, the 8th of August, the memorial of St. Dominic, in the 18th week of Ordinary Time. The Kiev Chamber Choir sing, In Thy Kingdom, from 1,000 years of Ukrainian sacred music. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Then Jesus told his disciples, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world? But forfeit their life? or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
A jolting challenge for the holiday season. We might feel like saving this cross-carrying for Lent and Good Friday. This is summertime, and the living should be easy. But what is this self Jesus tells us to deny, and how might we do that, even at holiday time? What will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? We talk these days about selling out, being bought off. Some people do it big time, but most of us face more subtle temptations to sell out, to compromise on our beliefs and principles for our own advantage, or just because it's easier. What pressure to sell out, even in small ways, do you face at the moment? As the passage is read again, listen to it this time not as a demand or a threat, but as a promise.
Then Jesus told his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom."
What What do you make of this promise from the Lord? And how do you want to respond to it? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.